You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Is our Browns beat reporter Daryl Ryder, and he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl joining us right now. Hello, D.
Hello, boys.
So before we get to anything else, Shedeur Sanders yesterday, Mike's putting in his face, and I get it. He's become this strong figure. How about that? Let's put it that way. And then he chose to move his mouth and not say anything. Your reaction is what?
Unnecessary.
Boy, that's a good word. That's a good way to describe it.
When he pulls stunts like that, all you're doing is validate the negative things that are said about you. As far as being attention grabbing, as far as being selfish, being about yourself and things like that. He could easily decline comment. He's very self-aware that everything he says and does goes viral. And clearly he wanted to feed into that frenzy yesterday.
Daryl, after talking with Joe Flacco, I was really impressed with the fact that he stepped out there and answered questions from you guys. Were you impressed by Joe Flacco and having a conversation with him after getting news that he would not be the starting quarterback?
Well, you got to see the contrast in professionalism. That right there. I mean, Joe was under really no obligation to talk yesterday. We walk in the locker room. He is standing there at the podium waiting for us to arrive. And then Shedeur Sanders does what he does. I think that tells you why one's the backup quarterback and the other guy's going to be holding a clipboard.
You know, I mentioned the professionalism aspect of it. It doesn't play well with Shedeur fans who I appreciate their passion for their guy.
Their misguided passion?
Why is it misguided?
Well, because nothing this guy ever does is wrong. That's why. He's untouchable. He's infallible, which is not the case. But to that group, that segment, they feel that way. It's, he's far from perfect. I'll just leave it at that.
Daryl, you think he can play?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. I at this level, I don't know either.
I will say this. The way he played in college at Colorado will not work in the NFL. This is not an improvised street ball, make it up as you go along league. It just isn't. Yes, there are times where you do have to improvise when plays break down, but I kind of feel like he wants to improvise from the jump, not when the play breaks down. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a difference there. The thing that stood out to me was Kevin Stefanski quickly clapping back when asked about who the backup quarterback is and why. And I think that speaks volumes as to where Stefanski and the Browns organization is when it comes to Shedeur's readiness to actually be on an NFL field during a game.
Our Cleveland sports reporter, Daryl Ryder, joining us. Daryl, what do you think Dylan Gabriel brings to the table that we will see different than what we saw in an offense with Joe Flacco?
Mobility.
That's it?
Yeah, mobility.
Makes sense. Do you think we see more rollouts then?
Yeah, I'm sure some of those things that had to be scaled back in the playbook for Joe Flacco will potentially return. I don't know that that's going to make it more successful, but sure.
So Dylan's about 5'10". He's not the shortest quarterback to play in the NFL. He's certainly on that side, though. But as somebody said, well, he's going to be playing behind an offensive line. He's not going to be able to see over. Well, guess what? He did that for the last 6 years in college. College linemen are big guys. How does he do that? How will that translate to the NFL game, Daryl?
If you think college linemen are big guys, where do you see the ones in the NFL? They're bigger. I honestly don't know. There were plays and practices where I had no idea where that guy was on the field other than looking at where the offensive and defensive linemen were.
Wow.
The height is a thing, okay? I forget what they list him at. If they list him at 6 feet, they're lying. I'm 6 feet tall. I'm taller than him by at least 3 inches, okay? That is a thing. He speaks their language. That's why they love him. He talks like Kevin Stefanski. He talks like Andrew Berry. He talks like Paul DePodesta. He talks like Tommy Rees. That's why they love him, okay? Mary Kay had a post on X. She was promoting one of the articles that she wrote about the quarterback change, and she put in there how the Browns gave up 7 inches and X years of experience, X years in age to make this quarterback change. I'm no mathematician, but I do believe that 7 inches is more than half a foot. That's a sizable difference in the National Football League when you're talking about the height thing. I certainly am not rooting against him, but I certainly am not sitting here thinking that this kid is going to save the season at 5'9" or 5'10" or 11" or whatever the Browns list him at, okay, and versus what his actual height is. I'm not looking at this kid to save the season. I have very low expectations when it comes to Sunday.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that. That's the thing here. I think most Browns...
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fans will be surprised, Daryl, if he does well, as opposed to being surprised if he doesn't.
Well, I won't be surprised if he does well, because clearly there's something there. that the Browns like and see in him. He was pretty successful at Oregon, except for when he played Ohio State the second time around in the college football playoff, which is the equivalent of playing an NFL team. Like, that's what I'm expecting, is that the college football playoff game, right, where he struggled and the Buckeyes just beat the daylights out of him. That's kind of what I'm expecting to happen on Sunday, because Ohio State's the equivalent of playing almost an NFL team. Okay, it's NFLU down there in Columbus. They crank out draft picks, you know, like they're giving away candy on Halloween. You know, he does have a good arm. He can, as the scouts like to say, make all the throws. But he has to find the throwing lanes to make those throws. He has to find room between the weeds and the traffic. And I think that that's where the rollouts come into play. How do you get rid of the traffic in front of him? Well, you get him outside the tackle box so he can actually see down the field what's going on. Because you saw in the preseason a couple of times when he didn't do that, life was a little difficult on him. So I think that the rollout game is going to be significant in what they try and do with him against the Vikings on Sunday.
Do you see a recommitment to the run game as well?
Well, I mean, they got Quinshon Judkins now, so yeah, of course. Going to get him 25 touches. They almost got him 25 touches last week, so you've got to get him 25 touches. You got to get the ball in the Harold Fannin's hands. You know, Dylan Sampson, yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, throw it to him out of the backfield. I'm not real crazy about him running the ball, but he does a nice job catching the ball out of the backfield and that. So, yeah, you got the player that you can commit to on the ground. So, yeah, sure, they're going to try and run the ball. The question is, can the offensive line do their job in the run-blocking aspect? We know that they can't do their job in the pass-blocking aspect. So, I don't know, maybe they can do half of their job correctly this week.
Darryl, last thought on football before we ask you some baseball stuff. Without Cedric Tillman, that leaves you with Jerry Jeudy, who has 13 receptions and 30 targets, and hopefully Isaiah Bond, who's coming along, and maybe Jamari Thrash. I would think, you mentioned Harold Fannin, I would think Fannin, Njoku, Sampson see more than their fair share of pass attempts coming their way. Yes? No?
One would think. I mean, I'm kind of disappointed in the start that David Njoku has had to the season. And part of that is opportunity related, but this whole thing has to be about trying to suck in the rush and beat the rush by getting the ball out quickly. And the fastest way to do that is to use your tight ends and your running backs. You know, we just think the longest pass play this year is 35 yards. You know, so, and they haven't had many of those beyond 20 yards in the passing game. So this is not a vertical passing offense. It really isn't. It's a just get it out as quickly as possible or check it down. You know, take what the defense gives you and then hope your receiver, whether that, again, is a running back, a tight end, or an actual receiver, is able to make some guys miss and then make something happen with the ball in their hands.
Our Cleveland sports reporter, Daryl Ryder, joining us on the hotline. All right, Daryl, you will be at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario today, where Chase DeLauder will be hitting fifth in his second game as a major leaguer.
Woohoo!
Wathick.
Love it. Kind of.
I think one of the more entertaining aspects of Guardians baseball this year are the lineups that Steven Vogt puts out. For really, you know, being honest about it. You know, Kwani leading off, Valera second, Hosey's going to hit third. Manzardo DHing, cleaning up. I think that's. I think that top four is pretty smart, right? Followed by DeLauder. Then I think he's got Arias and Bo Naylor. Kafis is back in the lineup, and then Rocchio, who has been the October hero, late season hero this year, October hero last year. He's going to hit ninth. I have to say that I actually like this lineup today. Big fan. I was not a fan of the game one lineup. I didn't get Jonathan Rodriguez in right. I didn't get John Kezzy Noel at first. And ultimately, those two moves killed them because they both committed errors that led to runs. I like this lineup today. big fan of this lineup, and hopefully they make both Stephen Vogt look smart and they make me look smart because I like the lineup.
I like that idea. I hope you're like having to work your you know what off next week, covering baseball and football. Wouldn't that be fun?
Thanks, Jeff. Yes, it would be.
Daryl, thank you, buddy.
I like it when you volunteer me for work, Jeff.
Daryl, those are the voice of Jeff Phelps and only
hey,
Jeff Phelps.
Steve, we're the guys who helped you navigate the traffic to get down to the ballpark from Berea yesterday.
You know what? I was in the press box by 12:38.
And if we hadn't said anything, you would have taken the normal route.
I would have missed the first three innings of the game.
It would have been awful. So there. All right, kid, have fun today. We look forward to it.
Thank you again, buddy.
I appreciate
you. Talk
to you guys later.
Daryl Ryder, who's done a terrific job covering the Guardians as well as covering the Browns for us. And he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.